This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If abortion could be made to sound innocuous, Democrat candidates for president Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are trying to show how it could be done. In the most recent debate, the one solitary time the issue of abortion has been broached, each diverted away from the abortion topic, but not before signaling abortion supporters of their firm support for abortion. The head of Portugal's Nurses Association says covert euthanasia is being practiced there. Ana Rita Cavaco says insulin overdoses leading to coma and death are ignored, and that nurses should speak openly about it. Portugal's parliament is slated to debate assisted suicide later this year. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Catholic universities are supposed to adhere to and promote the gospel as something entirely compatible with the unbiased pursuit of truth. Two such universities are taking heat for honoring or bringing to speak those who advance abortion. Joe Biden is being honored at Notre Dame University, and Cecile Richards recently spoke at Georgetown. Yet 2 weeks ago, just hours before an abortion doctor was slated to come tell her story of leaving the Catholic Church to do abortions, the president of Seattle University canceled that on-campus event. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.